Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Taliban claiming responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan came a day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 in and near the capital, Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. Afghan capital is nervous and people are on the edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership following the death of founder Mullah Omar. AP reporting some experts are saying first attack by Islamic extremists in the central Mali town in which 10 people died shows that jihadist aggressions are spreading in the country and hitting more directly at the government military and the UN peacekeeping force. Government reports three of the attackers were also killed and seven suspected militants were detained. Four UN employees were rescued. The militants first targeted an army camp on Friday, but when they faced resistance, they moved to a nearby hotel popular with the UN staff and took hostages. Scores of Christian families have fled to a Syrian town amid fears that the Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and plan a major offensive. The Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria says hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held central city of Homs and the capital, Damascus. About 10% of Syria's pre-war population of 23 million people is Christian. This is VOA News.